Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
How did he know?
That it's Free Talk Live?
That voice, yeah. Just, I don't know what Free Talk Live.
He is Zeus. Zeus knows. I mean, it's Zeus.
Zeus. He is a god.
Yeah. So you can join us here, 855, 450 free. You can bring up whatever you want. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. We've already talked about, we had somebody call in about cryptocurrency. Apparently, a lot of the altcoins are up today, which is really great news for people who've been holding on to those. And but the biggest news to me isn't whatever the hell's going on in Washington, D.C. with some dumb politicians. I don't care. What I do care about is people refusing to obey dumb politicians and thugs. Thugs from the health inspector's department, thugs from the sheriff's department. And that's what happened in the Buffalo, New York area recently, where some gym members, because there was at least half a dozen people that were shouting these cops out of the building. So, I mean, they weren't all owners of the gym, right? Like, there were some people there that were just there working out, and they said, get out of here. We don't want
really
you here.
Really warmed my heart to see that whole thing.
We don't want your service. Go away. You're not serving us. You're serving your masters, whoever they are, but it's not us. So get out of here. And the it was quite a video. We'll post that video, by the way, on our social media. I haven't put it up there yet, but I will do it at some point tonight. If you aren't following Free Talk Live on social media, here's how you do it. We are still on Twitter for now over at twitter.freetalklive.com. But I'd prefer if you followed us on, say, our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. Or we have a Mastodon as well over at Toot, T-O-O-T. freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Sam, listening in Maryland, out of Delaware, is WILM in Wilmington. Go ahead, Sam. Sam? In Elkton, Maryland? Going once. Sam going twice.
Shammy.
We'll put Sam back on hold. Maybe there are some technical difficulties there. Meanwhile, let's try Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and the Captain.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Robert. Hey, what's up?
And I just wanted to share something quickly before I ask the question, because I was listening to some of the callers that call in, and that's kind of important to me. And I want to share with them the next time that they get a chance, go to the National Registry of Exonerations, and you'll find out exactly how our government is stealing money from us. And then also go to YouTube and type in Dorothy Rabinowitz biography, and that'll show people how they're getting all of this money.
But well, I mean, I know how they're getting money. They threaten people with violence, and they get them to do what they want.
Right, but the video will show, it'll show how all of this is done.
Okay.
She'll explain all of this. For those that don't know who Dorothy Rabinowitz is, she's an investigative reporter for the Wall Street Journal. She's a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist. But I wanted to get on, because I heard some of the folks saying you guys were talking about the virus and stuff like that. And you know, I'm thinking that we're all immune to this. I mean, if you've ever swam in a river, like I have a river out in back of my house, there's a river over in Keene. I mean, there's rivers all over the place. And in within those rivers, there's all kinds of chemicals, you know, urine, feces, you know, and we swim in all of that. I mean, George Carlin, okay, when he lived in Brooklyn as a kid, he swam in a Hudson River.
Oh, gross.
Did you drink water straight out of the hose, too, Rob?
No, I don't know. But my point is that all of those people survived. So why wouldn't our system be immune to this virus if it's...
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to claim that everyone is immune to the virus. I mean, obviously there are people out there who have gotten sick, and there are some people who have passed away, but the super majority of people survived this thing, and I mean the super majority of them. And your point is well taken, Robert, and that is the idea that the human body is, as fragile as it can be, also relatively resilient, given all the dangerous, you know, deadly things that get thrown at it on a relatively regular basis. The immune system's a pretty amazing thing, and not protecting yourself from every little thing that can go wrong is actually, some people would argue, is actually a good thing. You know, allowing your immune system to actually work and to fight things off keeps you strong, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger, they say. Thank you, Robert, for the call.
I
appreciate it.
To Robert's point about, you know, immunity and that kind of a thing, I find it very disturbing that not one politician has mentioned anything about how to fortify your immune system, how to take in the appropriate amount of nutrients and what kind and that kind of a thing. Like, all of a sudden, for whatever reason, people think the government is your doctor, too, right? They're giving you all this medical advice, right? Fauci, whatever the hell his name is, right? Giving all this medical advice. But when did the government become responsible for your health and well-being?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why everybody just goes, oh, suddenly the government's responsible for my health. No, they aren't. You're responsible for your own health.
Yeah, I don't know, Captain, because it just seemed to come out of nowhere. People's response this to all of this was a real, you know, it took me by surprise. I mean, I know people are obedient.
It took me by surprise, too. But looking back on it, it started with the mass shootings. Right, the mass shootings is what sort of gave rise to these lockdowns. Right, or the idea that people would accept them. Whenever there was a mass shooting, the city or town that it happened in would go into lockdown.
Ah.
And people started getting desensitized to the word lockdown. That's you know, my experience anyway is telling you this is what I saw through my eyes. And then all of a sudden, when this supposed you know, health threat of this virus came to town, all of a sudden everybody was in lockdown. Everybody went, oh, lockdown, right? Like they've been
We know how to do that.
Oh, yeah, we know what lockdowns are.
Institutionalized.
Exactly. Or propagandized, or, you know, insert your word here for the brainwashing, but that's essentially what happened.
Yeah, and I think it all ultimately comes back to what's been going on for many decades, generations, which is acclimating people to the idea of not just a lockdown, but the idea that authority is a thing, that authority is something that you should believe in, that these people with their fancy suits and their fancy hats and their fancy cars or whatever it is, you know, all their accoutrements and their associates and the cops, and that, you know, because they are in these positions, which I didn't choose to put them in, by the way, but because they're in these positions, somebody voted somewhere, and now all of a sudden these are our betters, that these people somehow should be respected or looked to, even though at the same time people carry sort of conflicting beliefs about politicians. And I saw this in action today in Concord. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention this at the beginning of the show, but I went to one of these Stop the Steal rallies. Stop as in Stop the Steal as in stealing the election.
As in Biden stole the election and the Trump are trying to get it back.
That's what they think.
Sorry, I meant to say Trumpansie is my bad.
And so you can see an example of this sort of dual mindset or this conflicting set of beliefs that people have, where on one hand, people do believe that politicians are dishonest. Like most people would readily agree to that.
Their politician, the one they like.
That, I think, is definitely a hole in that particular belief set. But, you know, even they know, they still know at some level that politicians are dishonest. They do know that. And when I got up on stage and I spoke today, I spoke about New Hampshire declaring independence from the United States.
Nice.
And I did not get booed off the stage. And I made a point that, look, I'm going to say some things here that are, you know, not what you're looking to hear from me. I'm not up here to candy coat anything or, you know, make you think that I'm totally on your side or whatever.
Yeah, the truth hurts people.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, even if you guys, quote, stop the steal and Trump is elected again, right? Like, 'cause that's what they want. They want the courts to make the decision that all these voting results are bunk and that it was actually Trump that won in Pennsylvania or won in Georgia or wherever it is they're being challenged.
Yeah.
And so even if it comes true, their belief that Trump is the true victor, then you're not going to stop the stealing, because government continues to steal from people.
Yes.
They couldn't deny that government is evil. They couldn't deny that government is stealing from people, that that's what it does, and that it wouldn't matter whether it's Trump or whether it's Bush or whether it's Barack Obama or whoever happens to be in the presidency. Even if Trump wanted to stop these things, and he doesn't, he couldn't.
Right.
Okay, so get real. Nothing is going to change in D.C. if Trump continues for four more years.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIproject.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. All you have to do is dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We were just talking in the last hour with a caller about the good news about some of the altcoins out there.
Indeed.
Almost all of them have gone up in price today. So that's great to hear, including Divi, by the way, up over 30% in the last 24 hours. Now, that's not to say it's like a really expensive thing. I think it's like 4 cents right now for four point something for a Divi. But you can go and learn more about Divi. It is another cryptocurrency that, in this case, is designed by some libertarian guys that we met at Anarchapulco. They signed on with Free Talk Live over a year ago, and we've had good experience with Divi. I think we picked it up at less than a cent per Divi over a year ago, so it's been,
nice.
It's been a good year. You can go to DiviProject.org. Obviously, your mileage may vary. You can't predict what's going to happen in the future, but if you want to get in on, you know, Divi, you can do that over at DiviProject.org. You can order it on multiple exchanges or buy it directly from the Divi team. And if you ever wanted to get into what they call masternodes, which is a special node on the Divi network and other networks that have masternodes as well, but Divi makes it easy to do. You can run a masternode and actually earn Divi for providing services to the network. So head over to DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org. You can connect directly into their Telegram chat room there and get your questions answered if you can't find them on DiviProject.org. We go back to your calls and thoughts. Tom, in Hudson, New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening. It's about the difficulty. I've heard that police departments are finding it more and more difficult to recruit new goons to go out there and intimidate everybody into obeying unjust laws.
Yes, they are. And they've been having a difficult time for the last, I would say, several years. It's probably worse now than it's ever been. But, yeah, that's true.
Now, see, there's a growing awareness. Now, people are rejecting the absurdity that it's only a few bad apples due to growing awareness that they all chose to enlist in the police forces of a hostile government, an organized force, on a mission to essentially to levy war against the human race, a mission to intimidate people, they say to deter people from breaking the laws,
yeah,
intimidate them into complying with a multitude of blatantly unjust laws. So they are all enemy officers.
Yeah,
and
coercion.
The reason for that growing public awareness is because you got these guys, these libertarian guys in Keene, New Hampshire, that run this talk show, and it's syndicated all across the country there.
Well,
and
heard about
they
guys.
Help bring up this public awareness that cops are the goons, they are essentially mercenaries employed by the state, and that the employment contract between a government and its goons cannot entitle the latter to violate the unalienable rights of non-signatory third parties. And one of the reasons that the show is so successful is you've got this guy in Hudson, New Hampshire that keeps calling up and helping to educate the public about just how evil and wicked the cops are.
Yes, we couldn't have done it without you, Tom. Thank you for the call. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that's another, to go back to that issue with authoritarian beliefs that people have, that on one hand they think the politicians are bad people, but yet they still keep believing in them for whatever reason. They think, oh, well, the other politicians are worse, so we got to go with our politicians.
Battered voter syndrome. This time it'll be different.
Right, that's totally what it is. And another example of this is the way these right-wing folks treat the police. So on one hand, they are acknowledging that it is the police who are going around enforcing these mask mandates that they disagree with, right? So they're very against the masks at this protest that I went to today. It wasn't per se an anti-mask event,
yeah,
but there was a lot of anti-mask talk that went on, right? And I'm on board with that, right? I do not wear a mask. I'm not interested in wearing a mask. I'm not going to do what these goons tell me to do. But yet they still support the police. So they have on one hand the belief that, and the understanding, that the police are the ones that are essentially the tip of the spear. They're the ones that are enforcing the governor's mask mandates and things like that. And they're threatening local business owners now. Multiple businesses here in New Hampshire have received $500 fines within the last couple of weeks from the Attorney General's office. So they know that it's the police that are going around doing this, but yet they still, I had one lady that I was speaking with today, just after the rally was over, people kind of talk afterwards for a bit. And she was talking about how the cops in this one town are patriots, and so therefore we shouldn't expect any trouble if Chris Sununu, the governor, goes to that town. Well, I won't say why we were talking about this, but there's going to be a protest at the governor's house tomorrow, and there are sort of contingency plans in case he goes elsewhere.
Right.
So the one of the towns he might be retreating to if he's not at his house tomorrow, the lady was saying that, well, the cops there are patriots, so you won't have anything to worry about from them. And it's like, I don't buy that. I don't think that the cops are going to just not do their job because they're, quote, patriots and, what, like, leave the governor out in the cold? Their top dog, their commander, basically?
Well, wait, you touched on something. So there's the potential that he's going to run from the protest?
I suspect that he won't even be there.
Well, because, I mean, I ordered a truckload of tar and another truckload of feathers. I sure hope it gets delivered to the right place.
Yeah, so...
I didn't order anything.
No, but there are going to be people there, and it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
To the caller's point, and I like to point this out to people who use that, I don't know what you'd call it, the adage? Mm-hmm. It's the rotten apple. Well, no, you got to use the full thing. It's one rotten apple that spoils the bunch. Spoils the bunch. That means the whole bunch is spoiled.
They're rotten. Yeah. So there's this constant, like... conflicting belief systems that these people have, and you know, it's bad. I don't know the best way to break it down except little by little. That's why I got up on stage and said the things that I said today, just to try to throw something back at them that they can maybe listen to and think about.
Yeah.
You know, I opened up my speech with, and I didn't go there intending to speak, but they came around with like a sign-up sheet. I'm like, all right, sure. I'll talk about secession. I'll talk about independence. That's why I went to that. I didn't
right.
go there to stop the steal. I don't care.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me who wins the election, but I went there because I know that these people, even though they believe they want to win, right? Like they want their team to come out on top, Trump to win, et cetera, et cetera. They must know in the back of their minds there's a chance that he won't.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if that's the case, then they're going to be open to new ideas like secession. So that was the reason why I went there. And I opened up by saying that I am suing the governor. So after all this anti-mask talk and talking trash about the governor, rightfully so. And there was a lot of that stuff. I pointed out, hey, I'm actually suing this guy. So I got a big, you know, round of applause for that. And so that's how I started off. And then I went into, hey, look, this whole America thing is a failure.
Well, it's always good to plant seeds like that,
yeah.
Particularly when you have an audience that might be open to, well, what do we do now?
Yeah, what's next?
Yeah. Well, yes. We tried everything, and it didn't work. What do we do now?
And that's all it was. It was okay. Just, the idea was to just plant some seeds. And you know, I didn't get booed. So I didn't get a whole lot of applause after that, but, you know, people were making eye contact.
Good to have you in. Here's a freedom treat.
Oh, thanks. But people were, you know, they were making eye contact. They were paying attention. So that's important. And I think that's, and by the way, just to be clear, I've also gone to BLM events.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the BLM in Manchester, and I handed out the same secession flyer there
yep.
that I handed out at the Trump event today.
Interesting that they left the ING off of Stop the Steal.
Yeah.
But only this particular steal.
Every other steal, fine.
Yeah, but this particular one for some reason.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Take control of the airwaves. A little bit more on the pushback that some sheriff's agents and a bureaucrat from the health department got at a gym recently. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has reported its 12 millionth coronavirus case as infections continue to rise across the country. Another daily record for new cases was set Friday with more than 195,000 new cases confirmed. As cities and states keep implementing new restrictions to try to control the spread of the virus, many are questioning the economic impact of those moves, and many are pushing Congress to pass another round of stimulus to help businesses and workers weather the pandemic. Senator Ben Cardin is hopeful that Democrats and Republicans can come together to get a bill done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that there's a renewed push from both sides of the aisle to get a bill on the president's desk during this lame duck session.
There's been lots of conversations among Democrats and Republicans on let's come together, let's compromise, let's have a bipartisan bill, but let's make sure it is significant enough to get us through to the spring of next year.
This is USA Radio News. As coronavirus cases have been rising across the country, there is hope at recent announcements about two upcoming vaccines. But with that, could door-to-door COVID vaccines become a thing?
Pfizer and BioNTech have both submitted a request to the FDA for their COVID-19 vaccine to be granted emergency use authorization. Pfizer has said their two-shot vaccine is 95% effective. That company is on track to produce 50 million doses by the end of 2020 and 1.3 billion doses in 2021. BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin says filing for emergency use authorization in the U.S. is a critical step in making their vaccine candidate available to the global population as quickly as possible. The rush to market can be concerning for consumers as the nation faces another potential lockdown, meaning vaccines will then be distributed in closely controlled quarters or door-to-door in-home, leaving those normally not at risk now exposed to the virus. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Invited. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up still, we got the world premiere of Captain Kickass's latest musical effort.
It's the Kickass Parody Project.
Released as of, what, today? Today they released it?
Yes, released today. So sometimes, sometimes artists will do this thing where they go, hey, I'm going to release a thing 6 months from now. And you're like, well, is it done? And they're like, yes, it's completely done and ready. Then
why not now?
Why aren't you putting it out now? Like, because we're going to release it in six. And it gives them time to do all this like preparation and marketing, all that kind of stuff. I'm a small time parody artist. I don't have this kind of. Plus, the topic is timely.
Timely, you got
to
get
so
it out there.
So I actually kind of felt a bunch of pressure to get this thing out because, well, it's now.
That's coming up later tonight. It's called Wear the Face Diaper, and it is a parody. Is it the Beatles?
It is, yeah.
All right, so we're going to get into that coming up here in a little bit.
Straight for the classics.
Let's go first, though, to your phone calls and thoughts. John is in Kansas listening to KINA in Salina. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I was wanting to find out who is actually running the puppet. If you take a good look at Joe Biden, he looks a lot like Walter.
Walter?
Yeah.
Walter who?
Jeff Dunham.
Oh, yeah, he does. Of like the ventriloquist guy, right?
Yeah,
that's the guy. He does look exactly, not exactly, but pretty close.
Yeah, he does.
That's
right.
Hilarious.
And another thing that I wanted to put out there, a lot of people bad talk police. They trash them. If you remember the word pig, I've heard it mentioned here lately, too.
What do you mean?
And this here is for the police to take note of. Take pride in the word.
Why?
If you figure it out, it's pride, integrity, and guts, because it takes a lot of all three for somebody to be a police officer nowadays.
Well, I don't see a whole lot of integrity out there. I mean, I see a bunch of cops threatening peaceful people over victimless crimes. Don't you see that, too?
Not where I'm at.
Really? I don't think you're paying attention. When's the last time you went to a district court arraignment?
I haven't been to a court arraignment since I was last on a jury. That's been a few years back.
That's not the same thing. Being on a jury, you won't get to see district court. Juries, you're not going to see the dozens of cases that go in front of a judge every single week. And even in smaller towns, these are generally victimless criminals, people who've never harmed another person, but they got caught with an open container of alcohol or a little bit of marijuana or, you know, a teenager with a cigarette or, you know, a can of beer or something like that. And it's just thousands and thousands of dollars that these people are extracting from usually the poorest of the population, because they usually won't raid the rich people's college parties or whatever. They're only going after the poor people. So, I mean, there's no end to the number of peaceful people that these people are putting behind bars and getting putting in debt to tremendous numbers of hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. And all of this goes unsung. Most people, like you're saying, John, you don't even know this is happening there. And now it's harder than ever to even get into a courthouse. You probably can't just go sit in and watch an arraignment.
Can't go to online
because
court,
of COVID.
You can, but you can't take cell phones. You can't even take.
I don't know what happened to you there, John, but you kind of cut off. But what he sounded like he was saying was you can't bring a cell phone into court. And that is true in a lot of places. New Hampshire, you can bring a cell phone in here in New Hampshire. So it's one of the nice things. You can actually get a little bit done if you're sitting in the courtroom. They just don't want you to have the volume turned up on the cell phone. So as long as you don't have the ringer on and it's not making a bunch of noise.
They won't even let you have a pocket knife.
Oh, well, yeah, you generally can't get in to a courthouse with knives. But, I mean, I do agree you should be able to have a knife.
Why? What are they afraid of?
In court. At least here in New Hampshire, you can actually check the knife or a gun at the court, at the security checkpoint. So you won't get arrested for bringing it into the court, but you can check it here in New Hampshire. I don't think you can do that in all states.
Nope. They make you take it back out to your vehicle.
Yeah, that figures. Well, hey, John, look, I get why people who don't really know what's going on fully with the police want to believe the best about them. I think that there are some good people who became cops. I wouldn't say that just because you become a cop, you're a bad person. I wouldn't say that. But I will say that there are a lot of bad cops out there, and very few of the good cops will do anything about them.
Well, around here, there's a lot of good cops.
Yeah.
I've even seen police officers that seen somebody broke down on the side of the road in town. Pull over and help them.
I have seen that happen, too. And
I've seen regular citizens do that, but we don't hold regular citizens in high regard because of it.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, you can find examples of police doing good things. It is not unheard of for that to happen, but if that same cop that just, helped somebody change a tire on the side of the road then proceeds to go and arrest peaceful people, I'm not going to say that that person is doing a good thing. Well, and they do that all the time, John.
And I'll say it again, and I've said it repeatedly. I feel like I keep saying it, but if the police as an organization are so tightly knit as a brotherhood and all that kind of thing, and they are genuinely concerned about this sort of, bad light that they've come under you know, from recent news and all that kind of thing. They can do something about it.
Sure.
Here's what they can do. They can stop enforcing victimless crimes. All they have to do is everybody get together and go, we're no longer enforcing victimless crimes. They will immediately look way better
to
everybody.
I would sing their praises, man. I would be on the air like, my God, what has happened? This is amazing. Right. I mean, to sing it from the highest mountaintops
and all that kind of thing.
I mean, absolutely. And you know, Captain, they could join what was known as Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Yeah.
It has changed names. It is now Law Enforcement Action Partnership, so it's still LEAP, just they changed what it stands for. And the reason isn't that they're against that they're now in favor of prohibition. They're also still against prohibition, but they're also against police militarization. So these are actual, some of them active duty cops. Most of them are retired, though,
because
they didn't want to go out on that limb while they were still collecting a paycheck, because, you know, kind of a,
they're on the gravy train.
It's kind of cowardly, but that's just what, you know. I'm still glad that they went in the right direction eventually. So, John, thank you for the call. Feel free to call in any other time. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. There's just, you know, people have blinders on when it comes to the police. The fans of the police, they believe the, you know, the fairy tale that the cops are out there only doing good.
We only won't be secure.
Yeah, only going after the bad guys. And no, that's not true. I'm telling you, if you can go and watch a district court hearing, just go or get the docket. And look on the district court hearing docket in your area and see if you can even get it. Most of them won't even give it to you, but you might have to physically go down there and get a copy of it or something. But and just look and roll through the pages and pages and pages, and you tell me how many of the 100 cases or whatever they've got are actual cases of violence. How many domestic abuse cases, right? That maybe that somebody was violent in that case.
Right.
How many, you know, robberies?
Yeah.
Very rare.
Property damage or personal, you know, somebody's been hurt.
Rare. It's very rare. And I'm telling you, I've sat in countless arraignments. I've sat through a ton of these things. I basically have been a court activist to some extent for a very long time. I've recorded a lot of footage in courtrooms, and I've seen these people abusing average folks over nothing.
Yeah.
And you know what it does? It ruins people's lives.
Everybody just has this false idea, this belief. That's exactly what it is a belief. It's a belief without evidence that somehow having the department called police means you're protected.
Mm-mm.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Tell that to all the people who've called the cops and had them never show up. Tell them they're protected. Or tell them they're protected when the cops do show up and blast their dog in the face with a shotgun.
Or go look at the Innocence Project. Tell me about those people who've been in prison for 25, 40
years.
On false evidence, yeah.
And then finally, years later, dozens of years later, they might have a chance to get out. Yeah. We're talking about hundreds of people, by the way, that have been released after the fact, vindicated.
Yes.
Crimes they did.
Thanks to the Innocence Project.
Because some cop or some prosecutor lied about them just to put them in a prison cell. It's sick.
Get their numbers up.
It's sick. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. And that's what you get with monopolies, though.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive decisive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian here.
And the captain.
And I want you to know about Liberty.menu. So there's this protest going on tomorrow outside of the governor's house in New Hampshire. First time that's ever happened, from what I can tell, at least in the 15 or so years that I've been here.
I'm so disappointed that I didn't build the mock guillotine.
I know. That's okay. Maybe next time.
Perhaps next.
There may be a next time. In fact, there may be multiple next times. So, Liberty.menu, the reason I bring that up is because somebody made a Facebook event for this governor protest tomorrow at his house. And guess what? Facebook took it down.
Oh, did
they? Surprise, surprise.
Wait, what side of the coin is the governor? Is he Dem or Rep?
He happens to be a Republican, but he's pro-mask. He's pro-crackdown. He's pro-COVID restriction. So Facebook took down the event, and I told those guys, I told them before they put this event up, I said, what you ought to do is go to liberty.menu, create the event on liberty.menu, then post the link to the liberty.menu event on Facebook and whatever other Mayway and Parler and whatever other centralized systems there are out there competing with Facebook. That way, if they take the post down, if they delete your post that you make about it, they haven't deleted the event itself.
Right.
So all the key information of where and when and who's going and all that, that's all still there. So actually, after the Facebook one got taken down, they took my advice and one of them actually did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they actually did go to Liberty.menu and made an event there. And Liberty.menu is run by a libertarian.
Yep.
It's run by a Free Stater, a guy that moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He lives in Manchester. Great guy. A great site. It's a great looking site. It's easy to use. and it's not run by the big mega corporations.
Well, it's weird how people think that Facebook is the internet.
Well, in some places it's true. In some places, like in Africa, Facebook is the only app or the only internet site that certain phones can access. So essentially what's going on is Facebook has paid or whatever to be the exclusive provider for these different phone companies or whatever.
What?
They've got like a special plan, essentially,
wow,
where you get the cheapest plan that you can possibly get, and you get internet, but it's actually Facebook only.
Wow.
So you can't do anything else besides
use Facebook. Zuckerberg Big Brother special.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But check out liberty.menu. It's not just for events. It's for businesses. So if you want people to let you, you know, to you let need. People know where you are, what business you're in, and, you know, get maybe buy your product, you might be able to get some new customers out of it. And it's free to use. So, again, it's liberty.menu. We're going to try one more time here with Sam. I think he might actually be on the line with us now. Sam, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
We have you now. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, good. I have a compliment and a comment, but I wanted to say I started listening to you guys. It's for your new listeners. In 2015, I got a smart speaker, and when first listened to you, I agreed with about 10 or 20% of what you were talking about, and now I'm up to 75%.
All right.
Converted to right-winger, AM, all-day listener, just to let you know. So.
Right on. What's some of the stuff you don't agree with still, the other 25%?
We had a discussion about 2 years ago about who's going to fill the potholes, me and the Amish guys, and who's going to pay for the lights. So we're not up to that point, but you're up to 75%.
Well, did you miss the story where Domino's was going to pay for the potholes?
Oh, I didn't know that one. No, I didn't get that one.
Yeah, no, Domino's actually went to different cities around the country. They got reports from their customers,
drivers,
that they had crappy roads, and they picked, like, the top 10 cities or whatever, and they gave a bunch of money to the Parks and Recs Department or whatever, the Public Works Department, to fix some of the potholes. And I think that they actually went and did they hired, like, a contractor or something and did it themselves because they made a promo video out of it. So, you know, when people ask you who will fix the roads in the absence of the government, you can just say it was, you know, Domino's.
Well, and I'd like to point out that none of us knew the answer would be Domino's prior to Domino's actually doing this thing. Like, everybody, well, the market will somehow fill in. And like it
turns
did.
They did.
And we didn't know.
Yeah. Anyway, what else, Sam? What were you calling about tonight?
Well, I fixed the one in front of my house myself. So
excellent.
I guess if I order a pizza, they would have did it. So that would have been better, I guess.
Well, that's good that you did it yourself because, you know, that might have been illegal. And I want to say kudos to doing civil disobedience road work. That's awesome.
There was some guy, remember, he planted a Christmas tree in the pothole. And then I'm thinking, if somebody hits the Christmas tree, did you hear that one? The guy planted a Christmas tree in the pothole.
No, that's funny.
People wouldn't fall into it.
That's
but then
fantastic.
If they hit that and then flew off and hit the telephone pole, they would have killed themselves, that kind of thing. So the other thing is, I have a little insight on the, it's kind of, you already covered it, but about how much politicians make, like, and where does the money come from?
Okay.
I've actually had Joe Biden in my house. It's actually my childhood house. My mom was a poll worker, and she was the boss of the poll workers. I don't
God,
know
he didn't touch you, did he?
He didn't sniff you, did he?
No, and I'm trying to think back. I made him make one of them metal walls when he sniffed my hair, and I blocked it out kind of
thing. Yeah, I was
going to
say, that might be some childhood trauma going on there.
But when he came over to our house, it was like I thought Jesus was coming. My mom was cleaning for like 2 days and all that. My dad says, "You talk, I'm going to hit you with the belt," all that kind of stuff. So, but anyway, so his wife, and it's just I wanted to try and give an ambiance or a message of the persona of those people. But he drove himself. He didn't have a motorcade. He came to my house. And he, you know, whatever, did his thing. But I fixed his wife's copier. She owned you can fact check it, Blue Hen Promotion. So I'm the copy man, Sam the copy man. So whatever, I fixed her copier. She still owes me $69, by the way, if you guys got any pool.
That's
the Statue of Limitations.
Wow.
Now they're rich, they should pay me. Mm-hmm. But when she would speak, she'd go, "Why doesn't this do this or that? And people, there was four girls who worked there, and they would actually like cower and go under their desk. And I'm like, what makes them any different than us? But they really, you know, S500 Mercedes in the parking lot, and it's just funny the power My question to you was, like, when you said your elected officials only made $100 a year.
Yeah.
But don't forget, in 1812, you could buy a house, a goat, and a horse, and a plow with $100. So
yeah, but it's still $100 in New Hampshire, whereas in other places it's like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $70,000. So yes, and all these guys, by the way, in the other states they have staffs usually, like you know, assistants and secretaries, and
they have like mansions.
Yeah. Gatekeepers, and in New Hampshire, they actually just have a locker. They don't actually have like a room that where the secretary. There's one secretary that forwards calls to, you know, the different extensions for the reps.
Coming to you live from the representative's locker.
Yeah. Now the senators do have they actually have like shared offices, from what I understand. So there's only 24 senators in New Hampshire. There's 400 reps. So the senators do have a few secretaries that sort of split duties between them. But even still, they don't have like dedicated staffs for each senator. So it's a totally different kind of situation than what you're used to. In fact, you can even, in New Hampshire, you can even look up the phone number for most of the state representatives, and you'll usually get like their home or cell phone number. So I can't tell you how many times I've called, like, you know, one of those things, like, call your representative and tell them to vote yes for marijuana decrim or whatever, right? And I've actually called, and like some little kid will answer the phone, and I'm like, hey, can you put your mom on the line? And they're actually calling their house. So you can't do that in most places.
So my question was, okay, so Lunchbox Joe used to drive to my mom's house. He drove himself. He didn't have the motorcade or Air Force Two or whatever. Now, I understand if Hillary gives a talk at Citibank or whatever, makes $250,000 for 20 minutes, or you know all the stories about that. But how does he have his one house? It costs more than my whole neighborhood. I live in a kind of nice neighborhood, but where does that come from if you're not? You get what I'm saying? I can understand.
Oh, God. I mean, he's been in politics for 47 years or something like that. I mean, this guy has connections. He gets his pockets lined just like all the other politicians and the Republicans and Democrats. They got all their buddies, like you said, Citibank and Shell Oil and all these other mega corporations, Facebook. All of them have their lobbyists. They all pay him off in one way or another, and they get all kinds of special favors in return. It's the same old story. Biden's no different. He's just the current selection for president. That's all.
But how come, I'm going to bust a big word here, how come the emoluments clause doesn't kick in so that George Washington didn't go, ooh, you know, if you give me $100, I'll make sure that you get that piece of land next to you. What about the, how come that never comes? He's got three houses, dude. He's worth more than, like, half the people listening to your show today, basically.
Well, I mean,
where did that come from?
I suspect he can't say he's going to do certain things for the money that these companies give him, but, you know, you put enough money into his bank account and he'll take your suggestions real seriously.
I'd also like to point out that people should stop treating politicians like celebrities. They're servants. Treat them as such.
Yeah, well, they're not. I mean, that's a nice idea, Captain, but we all know they're not there to serve you. They're there to serve themselves.
You should still treat them as such.
Yeah, treat them like dirt. 855, you know, treat your servants well. You treat your politicians like dirt. Kick those people to the curb. We don't need them. Hour number three is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.